Yes, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:10, and we made it. It's Friday.
Yeah, we did.
So it's Good Friday, too.
Nice.
And if you are a Good Friday person, happy Good Friday.
Thank you.
The weather, though, for today, partly sunny, a little bit nicer, well, sun-wise than yesterday, but cold. Temperatures in the 40s with the wind chill bringing it down into the 30s.
It was freezing this morning. When I walked out of my garage, I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
I had to start my car before I got in it, and I haven't done that in a little while. So, yeah, it's a little chilly out there this morning. All right, well, we have got Jennifer in Weathersfield standing by. She wants to be on Second Date Update.
All right.
So basically, she must have gone on a great first date and then she got ghosted.
That stinks.
And she wants to know why. So she calls us and we get answers. Walmart Jeff is usually kind of jerky.
That's not true, Courtney.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let everybody else can decide on their own if they want.
All right.
So Jennifer's standing by. We're going to ask her about the date and then we're going to call her date and get their side of the story. Don't go anywhere. Second Date Update coming up in just 5 minutes. It is time for Second Date Update. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Walmart Jeff. Second Date Update. You go on a first date, you have a great time, but then you don't hear from that person again and you're wondering why. I wanted a second date. What happened?
It's like, what did you do wrong?
Well, no. You know what, Walmart Jeff? Sometimes it's just miscommunication.
That's right.
Nobody did anything wrong. We've got Jennifer on the line in Weathersfield. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Great. Welcome to Second Date Update. I hope we can help you today.
Oh, my gosh. I so hope you guys can, too. I'm still just like, I can't figure it out.
Okay.
I really can't.
All right. Since it's Second Date Update, I guess you went on a great first date. Tell me about this great first date you went on.
Yeah. I went on this date with this guy named Will. He took me to a brewery, you know, we sat outside around this beautiful fire pit and, you know, just drank a little beer. I mean, I only had two, so... You know, I know it wasn't because I got drunk or something. And the conversation was awesome, like totally attracted to him. Like this guy is so, I don't know, he's just so handsome. And like he brought a blanket for me cause just in case it got cold,
you know,
later on in the night, like thinking ahead.
Wow.
I want to see him again. And I just haven't heard anything from him since the first date, and I don't know.
What Walmart, right. Jeff? Because Walmart would have asked you, I'm telling you, Jennifer, he would have said, you probably got drunk. She didn't. She only had two beers. So what?
No, I wanted to know, when you guys were having conversation, were you getting technical about the beer you were drinking? Because sometimes these brewery guys, and I am not a brewery guy, sometimes they feel threatened by women if they know more about the beer.
Oh, the craft beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Perfect.
Like, the first one I ordered, I was like, okay, I think I'll like this. From the second one, I asked Will to tell me what he thought I should get.
Gotcha.
And then he's like, oh, based upon that one, I think you should get this. So, like, I let him be the expert.
Gotcha. Okay.
Good. So, Walmart Jeff, that's the first good question on Second Date Update you've ever asked.
I'm leaving. See you later.
All right. So, Jennifer, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call Will because it does sound like a great first date. He had a blanket for you. You had great conversation, sitting around the fire pit. I'm going to call him up, and I'm just going to tell him to ask him to be honest. I'm going to ask him. If you're ready, I'm going to ask him how he thought the date went.
Oh, okay. I'm so nervous. I hope it's something just silly and we can figure it out.
She sounds like a sweetheart. Seriously. She's got her act together. I only had two beers. Great conversation. I hope he's okay.
How much wine did she have beforehand?
Well,
that's the getting ready wine?
Getting ready vodka for me, yes. Good question. All right.
Hello?
Hi, is Will there?
Yeah, this is Will.
Oh, hey, Will, it is Courtney.
What up, Willie? It's Walmart.
His name's Will. We're calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio, Will.
I'm on the radio? Really?
Yes. Yeah. Rise and shine.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal.
Hi, guys.
Will, we have a feature called Second Date Update. So if somebody goes on a first date and they really have a great first date, like they make a connection and it's just a spectacular date, but they don't hear from that person again, and they want answers, they call us. And so you are on it because you went out with a girl named Jennifer, and she called us. Will?
Oh,
do you want to know
Jennifer,
do you want to know what she said about the date, Will? Yes.
Sure, I guess.
Okay. Will, you're a true gentleman. She said the date was fantastic. You went to a brewery. You taught her about the beers. You sat around a fire pit. You even had a blanket in case she got cold. She had a great time on the date, and she thought you were amazing, but has not heard from you. So what the heck is going on? Did you not have a good time on the date?
Oh, no, I had a great time on the date.
Okay.
I thought she was great.
Okay.
We had a really nice time. Yeah. But
are you attracted? Were you attracted to her?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Very much.
So why haven't you hit her up for a second date?
Yeah.
Well, a couple days after the date, I saw on her Instagram page, because we connected that way.
Yep.
That she had posted some pictures of another date that she went on the very next day.
Yeah.
With, hashtag best date ever, and her all kind of like, arm around this other guy.
She sounded like that type of girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Will, Jennifer's on the line, and she's laughing for some reason. Jennifer, did you hear what Will said?
Oh, God, I did not even think of that. That's just my big brother. Like, I hadn't seen him in 2 months, and so, like, it was a total joke. Like, I just, everyone who knows me on Instagram have seen, like, other pictures of me with my brother from a long time ago. So it was just like, I don't know. I can't even put, it wasn't a date.
Wait.
Will, it wasn't a date.
Will?
So you're saying the pictures of you and the other guy, that's your brother.
That's her brother.
Yes. That is my big brother. You can scroll down further. My Instagram, you'll see him at Christmas. He looks just like my dad.
Can I say something? If my brother came to town that I haven't seen in months too, and we went out to dinner or for a drink or hung out, I would have no problem doing hashtag best date ever either. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't think twice about it. Yeah.
Your brother?
Yeah. It's a saying. It's not like you're dating your brother. It's just like best lunch date ever. I'm hanging with my brother.
Well, and it is always a good date because it's not like that. You know what I mean? It's like you just have fun, which is what you want to have on a date.
Yeah.
I don't know, Will. You got to be careful of these family-oriented girls.
Stop. Will.
No,
that's her brother.
I mean, that is pretty funny. I got to say.
I can't believe that's like what it was. Like, but I get it. Like, if you don't want to reach out. I just hope that's not a big deal to you. Like now that you know what happened.
Well,
no, I think it's actually kind of funny.
Do you want to ask her anything, Will?
Well, so would you like to go out again?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's. You want to call me later, and we'll figure out what we're gonna do.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. And then you can hashtag best date ever after this date. How about that? We'll save it. And you know what I'm going to do, Jennifer and Will? We're going to pick up the tab. So you guys contact each other, figure out what you want to do. And then, Jennifer, give me a call because I'm going to pick up the tab for your second date.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This all made my day. I'm so glad it was good news.
Hysterical.
Sorry, Will. Didn't mean to scare you.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. I love
That's
it, you guys.
Right.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yes, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you on a Friday. It is 6:40, and it's time for your Hollywood Report. Snoop Dogg. I'm just loving Snoop and Martha Stewart. What a great match.
Yeah.
Anyway, Snoop Dogg made a big announcement yesterday, and it's not an April Fool's joke.
Now I know today is April Fool's Day, but I got something to say that's no joke. On April 19th, I am officially appearing on The Voice here on NBC as the season 20 mega mentor.
I don't know how much he's getting paid, but he joins, Kelly Clarkson, Nick Jonas, John Legend, and Blake Shelton. Remaining contestants will get mentoring by Snoop Dogg. Now, Ariana Grande is coming up next season, and she's getting paid $25 million for next season.
That is insane.
Oh, and there's a promotional trailer with Snoop Dogg in it, coaching some of the singers. You listen, take a moment, check it out. It's pretty funny. It's at kiss957.com/Courtney. The man who was arrested after swimming naked in Kendall Jenner's pool was arrested again after being released from jail.
Really?
Yes. Kendall got a temporary restraining order against this guy last night. He's 27 years old. 6 hours after he was arrested for swimming in her pool naked. Well, I'm sorry. He was arrested for swimming in her pool naked. 6 hours after being released from jail, he was hanging out at her property again.
Really?
And she's gone. Remember, she moved out. I told you yesterday. She says she's not going back to that house. She did get a restraining order. It also protects her sister, Kylie, and her mom, Chris. And finally, Justin Bieber visited a prison in California last week. The first photos show Justin surrounded by a group of prisoners in the yard at California State Prison of L.A. County. Justin and his pastor took the field trip. I told you they rolled up in a giant tour bus.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, is he going to sing? But from the pictures, it doesn't look like he did any singing. I think they read scripture and they were spreading the word of the Lord type of thing.
And judging by the pictures, Justin would be the one to be passed around in jail if he
Walmart.
Was. If you know what I mean.
I don't. You know what?
He would be the
I don't know what you're talking about. While there, Justin committed to personally chartering buses to help families get to remote prisons 12 hours away from SoCal so they can see their loved ones. So he's going to be supplying the buses for that. You can see photos of Justin's visit right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Justin Bieber, anyone, all the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:51 on Good Friday. It is time to share good news. We do it every single weekday at this time. I love starting the show with good news. And we love hearing your good news. If you've got good news, call us. Tell us all about it. 860-247-9570. Walmart Jeff says he's got good news.
Yeah, a lot of people call me a great father, a good husband.
Yes, great co-worker.
A great co-worker. And now you can add hero to the list, Courtney.
You're a hero.
Yesterday, I received my first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination.
Oh my God, congratulations. However, the person giving you the vaccine is the hero. But you might be a mini hero.
I'm doing it for science, Courtney.
Okay.
That is why I'm considered a hero.
You are.
A few side effects.
Yeah, what are you feeling? I'd like to know. Like, what are your side effects? Because none of my friends had any.
On my first dose, my arm is really, really sore.
Really,
yeah.
Walmart? Well, you have a sensitive skin anyway,
right? I do.
Right?
Yeah, I do. And then I get the 3 H's, which I can deal with.
What's a 3 H?
The 3 H's.
What's that?
I feel hungover, horny, and hungry.
But that's from the vaccine?
I don't know if that's
vaccine.
I don't know if that's vaccine related
or
what. But thank you to John at CVS Pharmacy in Glastonbury.
All right.
For giving me my first dose yesterday.
Hopefully I'll be seeing John or someone similar to John real soon. My turn has got to be up soon, Walmart. I'm trying.
All right.
All right. I've got some good news for hard seltzer lovers.
Oh, I love hard seltzers on the weekends.
And Blake Shelton lovers?
I hate Blake Shelton.
Well, get ready for this. Blake Shelton has his own line of hard seltzers. He teamed up with Smithworks Vodka. Blake Shelton has a line of hard seltzers coming out calling liquid. He calls them liquid sunshine. They include classic lemon, ripe strawberry, southern peach tea, and crisp lime. So get ready, Walmart Jeff, because your wife, who used to date Blake Shelton, is going to be sitting on your deck sipping Blake Shelton hard seltzers pretty darn soon.
Come on, you didn't have to say it like that.
Yeah, listen, you're a hero. Who cares?
That's right, I am.
Is Blake a hero?
No.
You're a hero. You're hero, Walmart Jeff. If you've got good news, share it with us. We'd love to hear your good news right now. 860-247-9570. It's Ariana Grande. All right, it's time to call my mother, Gail. It's the Stun Gun Pop Quiz on Kiss 95.7. My mother lives in New Hampshire with my dad, JP, and dog, Lucy. I won't get into my brother who's living upstairs in a spare bedroom right now. That's another story. But anyway, she's going to listen to the show and answer questions. And if she gets them right, perfect. If she doesn't, I get to stun Walmart Jeff with my stun gun. It's out of control today.
Oh, God.
I'm ready. Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail, giving her a call. Hopefully she gets, you know, the questions we ask her about the show right. Otherwise, I get to stun you, Walmart Jeff.
I am afraid. I know she didn't listen this week.
Well, she is vaccinated. She might be
out-planting.
Yeah.
Hello, Mother.
Good morning.
How are you today, Mommy?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Good. Yeah, all right. Well, listen, hopefully you've been listening to the show.
Oh, I have.
You have? Okay.
Oh, I love that confidence.
And Dad's not here, so I'm solo.
He's not there.
So I'm screwed.
No, but I'm going to do a good job.
Are you going to celebrate that Dad's not there right now?
I'm going to celebrate my win.
Okay. All right. Well, she is confident. Let's do this, Mom.
All right.
Let's do this. Question number one, Stun Gun Pop, because my mother, Gail, solo today without my dad. How many Final Four appearances have the UConn Huskies been in?
Courtney's got the little laser beam on my arm.
I know.
Right now.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
I think they've been in two. They're going on their second.
No!
Mom, that's a tough one.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, how many? I'm right.
13.
God.
13 straight Final Four appearances for the UConn Huskies. That's why we love them so much. I thought it was going to be a tough one for you, too, but Walmart Jeff insisted that you would get this, and he knew he was going to get zapped.
I thought you would get it.
Jeff, it's your fault.
The women play tonight, so good luck to them.
All right, here's another
one. Your fault. Yes, they're awesome. All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mom. Don't ever apologize to Walmart Jeff.
Happy Easter.
Question number...
All right, go for it.
Question number two, Stun Gun Pop Quiz. What did one couple looking to spice up their love life melt and then pour all over each other's bodies, resulting in third-degree burns?
I heard that, too.
Okay, think it
means,
through.
That means you don't know this one.
That means I forgot it.
No, they melted something down, then they poured it all over each other. They got burns.
I think it's chocolate. Oh, no.
Oops, sorry. It was a giant gummy bear.
Oh, that's right.
A giant gummy bear. Now, have you ever melted anything down, Mommy?
No, I would never even think of that.
Yeah, giant gummy bear, no.
I'm seeing, like, yellow. Is that all right?
Well, years ago, they used to melt wax for your feet.
Oh, and they put it on your feet.
Right.
Okay.
But I've never heard about the other.
The gummy bears. All right. All
gummy
right,
bears.
Question number three. You're not doing well today.
No.
Dad's not there to help you.
Well, he wouldn't know the answer to those anyway.
All right. Well, we'll never know, will we? Stunk up pop quiz with my mother, Gail. The last question. What has Walmart Jeff been disinfecting his house with?
Windex.
Oh, for the love of God. Thank goodness you got that one.
Yes.
And why would you ever pick Windex?
I don't know, because A, I didn't want to do it, so if I figured I did it wrong, my wife would take over the duties of disinfecting the house. And it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yuck. I thought the Easter candy you didn't like was Peeps.
Oh, I love Peeps, Gail.
Yeah, we love Peeps.
I thought you didn't like them last year.
I don't know. My taste buds change. I don't know.
Mom, what's your favorite Easter candy?
Peeps.
Peeps, okay. And you and I will have a virtual Easter this year?
Yes.
All right.
We'll have a peepee Easter.
Yes, we'll FaceTime and make a ham together.
Yes, a peepee Easter.
A peepee Easter. Peepster.
Yes, you guys.
We'll have a peepster together, Mom.
Well, I hope everybody in Connecticut has a great Easter.
All right. All right, I love you, Mom.
I love you guys so much.
And we'll chat later.
All right, bye-bye.
Ooh, Tate McRae, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:24. It's Good Friday. Every Friday is a good Friday. The weather, partly sunny, temperatures in the 40s today. Don't forget, UConn women play tonight. They play Arizona at 9:30.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that game.
It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so people will be spending $180 on this.
Like something like right now or a year or a month
right now.
Their Easter meal. Like maybe they're, all of a sudden they're like, we're going to finally have an Easter meal or a celebration. So I don't know. A ham isn't that expensive, but an Easter meal.
Yeah, you know what, Courtney? I'll say
Am
you're
I right
on that one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be $180.
That's a lot.
It's going to be the meal plus candy.
That's right.
I don't know if you've bought Easter candy lately, but
it's expensive.
It's very expensive. And if you have multiple kids,
right.
It's very, very expensive. If you're wondering how much the most expensive chocolate Easter bunny is.
The most expensive one?
$49,000.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I don't know what type of chocolate it is, what's in it, what it's wrapped in, but it's $49,000.
Wow.
And people are projected to spend $21.6 billion this Easter.
Everybody's going to be so bloated on Monday. That's all I'm saying. That ham is salty.
And they're also, I'm not a fan.
Bloated.
I'm not a fan of ham. And to be honest with you, I'm not really a fan of Easter in general.
You know what? Mr. Automotive, my fiance, probably isn't either, because he looked at the ham in the fridge and he's like, hey, what do you say we cooked that ham on Friday? I go, we're cooking it for Sunday. He's like, what's Sunday? I'm like, Easter Sunday. He's like, Easter's on Sunday? I'm like, oh, Mike, where have you been?
See, if we could just move Easter to Saturday,
maybe.
It would be more convenient for everyone. everyone.
Well, listen, talk to the big guy about that.
I know, but it's really hard to booze it up with your family on a Sunday afternoon.
Stop.
And why do we eat at 1?
Well, all right, can we not complain? Please don't complain on Good Friday. I'm sitting too close to you. I don't want to get struck by lightning.
Well, there you go.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
And speaking of money, I know everybody could use a little more money these days, right? We're going to double your stimulus check. We've got a check for $1,400. You can buy a lot of hams with that. All you need to do right now is text the nationwide keyword cash to 200-200. That's cash to 200-200. It's your chance at winning. We're going to send you a confirmation text and info, standard data, message rates apply. Ooh, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is Good Friday, 7:40. That means it's time for your Hollywood report. And I love this first story, Walmart Jeff. John Cena helped to save a baby. 8-year-old Jackson Dempsey was on a family outing in Pennsylvania when he noticed his 20-month-old sister was having trouble breathing.
Okay.
Fortunately for the entire family, including the parents who had no idea what to do, Jackson had just watched an episode of the Nickelodeon show called The Substitute. It featured a cameo from WWE superstar John Cena, who was disguised as a CPR instructor and taught kids how to perform CPR.
I remember that episode. My kids watched that show.
Well, Jackson said, hey, don't worry about it, Dad. I just saw, John Cena do it. And he did CPR on his sister and saved her life.
It's amazing.
Love it. Nike was successful in shutting down the unauthorized Little Nas X Nike Satan shoes.
Oh, okay.
Came with the Satan cross and blood on them. The court agreed to a temporary restraining order, which blocks the brand from making the shoes and fulfilling the orders. If you were lucky enough to snag a pair when they went on sale Monday, you're not even probably going to get them. You won't get your hand. Nike is now suing the company who, I don't know how another company can make a Nike shoe. I don't even know how that works.
It's weird.
But the other company is called MSCHF. They're getting sued over making that shoe. So far, Lil Nas X is not getting sued for putting his name on it. And finally, are Demi Lovato and Noah Cyrus more than friends? Rumor is they've been spending a lot of time together since writing a song for Demi's new album. They've been spotted out to dinner.
Noah Cyrus, the younger sister?
Yes, of Miley Cyrus.
I don't care about her.
Oh,
Miley, I'd be more interested in that.
I think this is a good pair. You got to check out the photos.
Really?
They kind of look really adorable together. You can see photos of Demi Lovato and Noah Cyrus and more. And all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. Billie Eilish, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Look at that, 7:50 on Friday. Good Friday if you celebrate that. Partly sunny. Temperatures in the 40s. It is time for good news. If you've got good news, I'd love to hear it. Maybe you have today off. Call us, 860-247-9570. Walmart Jeff has personal good news he says he's going to share with us.
I do. Now, I have a lot of titles in my life, dad and husband.
Employee.
Extraordinary lover.
Friend. I don't know about that. Friend.
Connecticut real estate agent.
Yes.
And now, Courtney.
Yes.
You can add hero to that list.
Why are you a hero?
Yesterday, I received my first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Nice.
I'm doing it all for science, Courtney.
Okay. Well, I would say the person giving you the shot is a hero.
Yeah,
you might be like a half a hero.
I mean, he was there too, the other guy. But yeah, I got my first dose yesterday.
And how are you feeling, Walmart Jeff?
I feel like $1 million,
you
Courtney.
You do? Okay.
I feel like $1 million.
Is it just like getting a flu shot, like your arm's just a little sore?
Yeah, my arm's a little sore. But hey, it's tough being a hero sometimes. You got to deal with the good and the bad.
I'm still waiting for mine. That means I'm going to be a hero at some point too,
well,
Walmart Jeff.
Let's not go throwing the term hero around. I mean, it's only reserved for certain people.
All right, that's you. Well, good. I'm glad. One down, one to go, Walmart
Jeff. One down,
Jeff.
One to go, and then I'm STD free.
Okay, good. Well, I have got good news, Walmart Jeff. If you love hard seltzers, and if you
love hard seltzers,
Blake Shelton.
Hate Blake Shelton.
Well, guess what? Your wife loves Blake Shelton and hard seltzers. Blake Shelton just came out with his own line of hard seltzers, teaming up with Smithworks Vodka for a line of hard seltzer lemonades. He's calling them Liquid Sunshine. The flavors include classic lemon, ripe strawberry, southern peach tea, and crisp lime. All out for summer. I can't wait. Pretty soon your wife, I wonder if his face... If Blake Shelton's face is on that hard seltzer while your wife is sitting there sipping it.
The day I come home from work and my wife is watching The Voice and drinking one of Blake's hard, it's the day I leave.
All right, that's my good news if you love those hard seltzers. If you've got good news to share, call us right now, 860-247-9570. All right, it's time to get some good news. Good morning, Kiss, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Stephanie, what's your good news this morning?
My husband and I are expecting our first child.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. Wow.
Nice.
And thank you.
When is the baby due?
Oh, you're going to love it, Courtney. Halloween.
Oh, my God. You're having a Halloween baby.
A Halloween baby.
Aw. I'm so excited. Yeah. Now, are you guys planning any type of gender reveal or anything like that?
We want to do one. I just don't know how yet.
I know.
We can't keep it. We're terrible at secrets, so I'm just going to give it to my mom, and then we're just going to go from there.
That's probably the best thing.
You know what would be awesome is if when you have the baby on Halloween, the baby comes out already wearing a costume.
You know what? I think it will. My husband has, like, this really nice full beard, so if it came out like that, that'd be cool.
A bearded baby. Oh, nice. such great news. Wow, congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Courtney. You too.
Okay, bye. Share your good news, 860-247-9570.